Have you heard the rumors? There are hidden blocks in Minecraft. Let's go find them!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Manpacks, manly goods on a schedule. Get started today and have underwear, socks, toiletries, shaving supplies, and more delivered to your door. Visit manpacks.com/twit to get $10 off your first order of $30 or more. Or you can buy a $50 gift card for $40. Welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that is not green screen. This is not a green screen. It'll also make you a Minecraft expert in no time. When building in Minecraft, sometimes you need that perfect block, or you're limited by a monodirectional block. What is a monodirectional block? Well, it's a word that I just made up. These monodirectional blocks have different textures on all around the block. So that would include logs, furnaces, sandstone, that sort of thing. So in this episode, I will teach you how to get some of those monodirectional block faces onto a single block on every single face. These are hidden blocks in Minecraft. Now, we'll teach you how to get them in without actually breaking the game. I will tell you that it is easiest to get these blocks in game using a program called MC Edit, which is something that we tutorialed a while back, or World Edit, which is a server mod that I hope to recover in the future. So here we are in a teeny tiny world to show off some of these blocks. And first, this block may look familiar to you. It is the half slab. But made into a brand new block, this is the full half slab. I know that doesn't make any sense in English, but basically this is your normal half slab where you get only a block that's obviously half tall, and this face is new to Minecraft. This is item ID 43:8. To get this block. And these are the types of blocks that we're talking about. This surface is the only one that sort of looks like this, as well as on the bottom. And now all of these blocks, every single face, is that full half slab face. Next is sandstone. Normal sandstone will be in these three varieties, with the cracked sort of bricks on the side, the creeper face, or the smooth. But look at this face right up here. It's all super smooth. This is what you normally walk on. Well, you can get it on every single face if you use item ID 43:9. Next is the grossest block in game. This is the sticky piston surface block. Of course, along with the sticky piston surface block, you can get the normal piston block. This is what is on top of the piston, which extends when you give it a redstone current. The sticky piston is 29:7, and the normal piston is 33:7. Next are all of the different versions of logs. Now, these are really useful if, say, you want to have maybe a stopper on the top of your tree, because normally trees will have the log texture, which it can kind of be off-putting because it looks like the log got sawn off right at the top. Now, these come in every single variety, in the birch, in this darker wood, in the, I think this is birch. First was oak, then it was, all these names are all weird. This one is jungle logs. Now, it is good to note that every single one of these items that I've shown off before cannot be given to you using the normal command. So if I do what you would probably expect, slash give, and then my username, OMG Chad, and then let's use one of these blocks. This is 17:15. It says there's no item called 17:15. Now, the past logs that we just looked at were 17:12, 17:13, 17:14, and 17:15. So the only way to get them in is using MC Edit, World Edit, or some sort of NBT tag editor. Next is one that can be given to you. And this is a locked chest. You can see it as I hover over it. It says locked chest. But when I put it down, it's just, isn't this just the weirdest freaking block? It gives off a little bit of light here. And it has a weird property that it will degrade over time. What is this mysterious block? Well, this is actually a remnant of the past game. This is the April Fool's block. So this block, the lock chest, also known as the Steve Coe supply crate, used to naturally generate. It was Notch's 2011 April Fool's Day joke. The lock chests refer to the Manco supply crates that are in Team Fortress 2. If you opened this chest back in 2011, you would be given this store page where you could go and buy all sorts of things, including keys to open up the chests and things like that. This was just purely an April Fool's joke. When they took them out, they removed the texture, which now is this weird pink and black thing, and they will naturally degenerate over time so that they will leave your Minecraft world if you put them in. Kind of a fun history fact of old Minecraft. Now it is time to thank our sponsor for this episode, Manpax. Manpax is awesome. I love them because now I don't have to go from site to site reading reviews in hopes that I can find a product that is good for me to order. On top of that, I'm always forgetting to get new guy supplies, but with Manpax, everything is handled for me. Every product is tried and guy approved by Manpax. No duds, absolutely pure win. I can either update my pack when I need something or just wait for it to arrive every 3 months so I never, ever, ever forget to get all of my guy stuff. Underwear, socks, quality face scrub, natural shaving cream. I never have to forget again. Also, go and check out their website. It is absolutely great, easy to search for the products you need. So go and check out manpax.com and see if it is right for you. You can browse around. Don't worry, no one is watching. I also have two exclusive offers for you, the Twit and OMG Craft listener. So visit manpax.com/twit and either you can get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or you can buy a $50 gift card for $40 for that awesome guy friend in your life. So go ahead and visit manpax.com/twit and get started today. And we thank Manpax for their support of OMG Craft. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you would like to send me a tip that you have banging around in that head of yours, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so you can follow the show and find out what's happening. Our username is omgcraftshow. And also be sure to subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft for all of our future episodes. Don't miss a single one. Until next time, I will see you later. Bye.